New Orleans native son, Corey Johnson. Let's go, New Orleans. Here's Corey.
Oh, I'm going to love this Friday segment, New Orleans, because it's positive, it's good, it's upbeat, and it's about unsung New Orleans local heroes. One of them just joined us, our first one, and as a matter of fact, he's the first one I thought out of everyone. And I got a nice little list I've compiled. It's like Calgon, ancient Chinese secret. You'll have to wait till next Friday for me to reveal the next unsung New Orleans local hero. But our first one was Jim Pate. Learn the name, love the name, live the name, because this guy's the king, and he deserves all the recognition in the world. When you bump into Jim Pate, and you will sometime, the executive director for the Habitat for Humanity here in New Orleans, pat him on the back. Thank him. Because Jim Pate, you want to find Jim Pate next week? You want to see him and shake his hand? Go to the Musician's Village. He'll be the guy with sort of the silver hair, parted on the side, kind of slick back a little bit, hammering away, building and doing stuff, getting dirty. And he's the guy raising money. He does it all. He's a pretty incredible guy, and he's one of our New Orleans local heroes. It's Jim Pate, the executive director for the Habitat for Humanity, joining us last hour, building hundreds and hundreds of homes in greater New Orleans, including that Musician's Village. And how key is that? I mean, what would the thing be called in Idaho? The Potato Village? I mean, seriously. It just tells you what we're all about. There's this culture of musicians that needs to be nurtured and passed on generation to generation. And Habitat for Humanity figures this out. They go into the Ninth Ward and they're building houses for musicians and their families, primarily. And it's great. Jim Pate, a true New Orleans unsung hero. Hey, it's Fantasy Friday, New Orleans. My Fantasy Friday topic today, the charity VA hospital footprint. Don't tear down those old 1920, 1930 era New Orleans houses, old heart pine and cypress construction. Move them from that footprint of the VA charity hospital to the Ninth Ward, next to Brad Pitt's new modern green houses, the ones that are environmentally sound. Put them right next door to those. I think that's a great idea. That's my Fantasy Friday idea. Why lose that old housing stock, that old historic New Orleans architecture, our culture? You're going to build a bunch of 8-foot ceiling ranch-style pieces of garbage? Come on. Move those bad boys out from the charity VA footprint. Don't demolish them. Move them to the Ninth Ward. Move them to the Lower Garden District. Move them into parts of Central City and Uptown. Fill in the gaps in old New Orleans with houses that match the neighborhood. Instead of some dude building some new brick house and then has some leftover paint from his Mardi Gras float, paints it like pink or purple or something, well, let's stick with the old stuff, huh? Hey, speaking of demolitions, the city council stopped Ray Nagin, Dr. Blakely's plan to demolish some houses. And this is a catch-22. I'm not siding on Nagin or the council on this one. I'm just saying I think Stacy Head and the council was right to stop demolition, because it's a fine line between what needs to go and what can be salvaged and saved. What has some architectural significance, what has none. And you need somebody like our last guest, our local hero, Jim Pate. He'd be a perfect person to go in, objective, fair-minded, salvage, you know, restoration is his main priority. He'd be pretty fair to go in and go, yeah, we can save this one. No, tear that one down. I would trust someone like Jim Pate. I would trust a panel of Jim Pate types. Hell, I'd trust a panel of Dale Velez types. Dale Velez, his brother Don, part of the Velez family that since before World War II, they've been running Young's Dry Cleaning. They're still over on Franklin and Fillmore. As a matter of fact, Dale and Don have invested about $1.5 million plus in Orleans Parish on making Young's, you know, keeping them where they are, state-of-the-art, highest quality, top 2-3% of all dry cleaners in the country. Over $1 million in New Orleans East, out by the Lakefront Airport in maybe the country's newest, most state-of-the-art cleaning facility. And they're dumping a ton of money back in their roots Franklin and Fillmore in the heart of Gentilly. Dale Velez joins us from Young's Dry Cleaning for a few minutes. Dale, not to bring you on to hype Young's, not to bring you on to talk about your location on Claiborne or Lakeview, to bring you on because not for the first time, the second time, the big wigs, the major networks have called Young's Dry Cleaning to come into Extreme Makeover, to come in and take care of somebody's new house, take care of all the clothes, fabric, material in that house. Dale, first off, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
How you doing today, Corey?
And second, Dale, I'm doing good. Second, fill us in on this Extreme Makeover. How did this happen the first time? How did it happen again? What do you guys do? Fill us in on this. Folks know about this TV show where some family gets a new house, and you're part of this. Fill us in.
Well, Corey, about a year ago, we did a project in Brandon, Mississippi, where we got contacted through our restoration division to come in and take care of all the clothing in the house. What they were doing in the past was just throwing everything away and starting over. And, of course, our restoration division of Young's, we handle a lot of fires and mold damage restoration of textiles. So we got contacted to come up to Brandon, Mississippi, and handle this small house. Do all the cleaning for the homeowners. They decided they were going to clean everything. We brought it all back to them, and then when the house was finished, everything was clean for them. That was a year ago. We got contacted again about 3 months ago. Back in December, we knew about this. They originally were going to do this during, actually, the original date was February 5th, and I kind of made mention that, hey, you know what, guys, that's Mardi Gras down here. So things got a little postponed, but they asked us to come in again. Since we've done it before, they were very pleased with what we did. And as a matter of fact, my crew's on site right now, and we're going to clean all the clothes and shoes and bedding and purses and everything for this family again. Clean everything, get it all packed up nice and new, and when the house is finished, bring everything back to them.
Now, I'm not a big reality television guy, but I've actually watched this Extreme Makeover guy with the guy who does like the Sears commercials with his hair sticking up, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I mean, I know a lot of folks, it's a show they watch every week. It's a show that's household name. I don't like reality TV, but Dale, that show has suckered me in a couple of times. You can't turn it off. You keep watching, and at the end, you're almost crying because it's, you know, some needy family, you know, is getting a house to live in, and sometimes, man, it is just some serious heartfelt stuff, and I kind of get the concept. They're pretty cool about it. They come in and tell them they're going to kind of do it. They send them away for a week on a paid vacation, so they get to go away for a week and chill out and relax, all paid. And then when they come back, they're in that new house, and they get shocked and surprised. They move the buses out of the way, and the house is done. So I guess when they're away for that week, Young's goes in there, and you guys, the crack staff, goes to work, and anything fabric, material or cloth gets totally cleaned, huh?
We take what they're mostly trying to salvage, Corey, is all their clothes. Obviously, they're not, you know, most homeowners want to keep their own clothes. So we go in there, and we take all the clothes, shoes, purses, bed. They do buy new drapes. We do clean the old ones because they give some of those away. But it is amazing. We go in before the house is torn down. Right after we leave, we're pretty much the last people in, but right after we leave, they've already disconnected all the gas lines and everything, and that house is torn down in a matter of hours. And I watched it last time, and it is amazing at how fast they start to rebuild this house. By tomorrow, they'll start framing. It's just unbelievable, the organization that they have. We got about 3 or 4 days to clean everything, and we'll be back to their site probably by next Wednesday. Is when they get to ask us to come in. The clothes usually go into a storage facility, and then right before, after the house is finished, before the family comes in, they bring everything and put everything back in the closets, everything back in the drawers for them. So when they come home, it is finished. It's amazing how fast they do it. It's amazing at how everything's donated.
Hey, Dale, like you guys, donating all
yes.
your services for free. Are you going to be on television when this thing goes down?
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously.
Now, it was strictly because of your brother, Don. They didn't
yeah.
want to get his ugly mug on the TV, right?
That's probably what it is. But last time the job we did was about 3 hours away. They did ask us to come, you know, help tear down the house. And they're very nice people. They asked us to come back for the final showing, but we just couldn't do it. It was 3 hours away. This time we are going back next week. We'll be there when they move the buses and all that. So I'm going to send my guys, my crew that handles this. So they're excited about it. So we're going to definitely be there this time.
Why, instead of a bus, how about those Young's dry cleaning vehicles? They could be moved to show.
Wouldn't that
the
be
house.
Nice, huh? Wouldn't that be really nice if I could just pull my vans in front and they tell me to move my trucks out the way?
Well, your vans are like the Drago's refrigerated truck. You just see them all over the highways and byways of New Orleans, Dale.
Well, we do pick up and deliver all the greater New Orleans. You know, if you can't get to one of my two locations right now, uptown on Claiborne, one on Harrison Avenue in Lakeview. Soon to be my original location will be back open on Franklin Avenue. Just call us. We'll pick it up and deliver it to you for free.
Yeah, Monday's pickup day, Thursday's delivery day. Get you your stuff back for the weekend. And you do it all over greater New Orleans.
Yes. And it's not just pick up Monday, deliver Thursday. It's also pick up Thursday and deliver Monday.
Oh, nice. All right. I didn't even realize that one.
Twice a week. We're there twice a week. So when we're dropping off on Thursdays, most of our clients have more clothes. We pick them up, drop them back off on Monday.
Okay. So it's Thursday, Monday, pick up and delivery.
Yes.
Got to get that straight. Slap me around. Hey, Dale, some people don't know when they're coming or going, like me. Take advantage of the Claiborne location. You also got Lakeview and Harrison.
Yes. And then, like I said, soon we're going to open up on Franklin Avenue. As a matter of fact, next Saturday, we're having Celebration on the Avenue, that two-block business zone right there at Franklin and Fillmore. There's going to be all the businesses that are reopened there, having a big block party. They're going to block off the streets, and it's going to be from 1 to 4 next Saturday.
I think we're going to be trying to broadcast from out there next Saturday, Dale.
That would be fantastic.
Pull that off, man. Hey, Dale, thanks so much, man. We're going to be looking out for your clean, dry cleaning goods and stuff when your boy's running around the house showing the family their new house on Extreme Makeover.
Look for it.
All right, man. Tell Don I said hey.
I sure will, Corey. Thank you.
That's Dale Velez of Young's Dry Cleaning. Third generation. His parents, their parents, started Young's pre-World War II New Orleans way back in 1940. And they stuck around. They were beating heads with Orleans Parish, man. Jefferson begged them to, hey, come build over here. They stayed loyal to New Orleans. They stayed loyal to Gentilly. And Young's Dry Cleaning is back. Give them a call, 288-8381. They'll come pick up and deliver on Mondays and Thursdays. I learn something every day. Young's Dry Cleaning. Thank you, Dale. Corey Johnson with you. We're going to try to effort Stacy Head if we can on this late Friday afternoon, because Ray Nagin and Dr. Blakely, they want to tear down some houses. And believe me, they're right. A lot of New Orleans houses, structures, need to be torn down to the slab. Clear it out. But the city council's right, too, stopping Nagin and Blakely's demolitions. Because as Stacy Head said, man, I've restored some houses in worse shape than the ones you want to tear down. We need one of our unsung heroes on New Orleans Real Talk AM 690 WAIST, a guy like Jim Pate, executive director for Habitat for Humanity. You need like a panel of those guys, Jim Pates, to go out and say, tear down, don't tear down. Tear down, don't tear down. Because there's a lot of stuff that can be rebuilt, and you don't want to just go wrecking ball it. Because I'll tell you what, and this is obvious, once it's gone for good. You know? It's like a haircut. Cut off a little. You can always take off more. Take off too much, you got to wait for it to...
Too big for some radio stations. Just right for us. Corey Johnson on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST.
Hey, the Hornets and the Nets tip off at the New Orleans Arena in about 2.5 hours, a little bit after 7. Hornets, Nets at the arena. Check it out. 10 home games left. 6 of the next 8, I believe, are at home, including tonight's game against New Jersey, including next Wednesday night's game against San Antonio, including next Friday night's game against the Lakers. 2 weeks from tomorrow night, the Celtics come to town. Season's winding down. The regular season, that is. Hornets in third place, a game and a half out of first in the Western Conference. Playing great basketball, winners of 4 of their last 5. New Jersey tonight. Go check them out at the New Orleans Arena before it's too late. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, I got a Drago's trivia question for you. The other day I was asking you about TJ Quills, what the name of the bar was before it was TJ Quills. This is in Uptown in the University section of New Orleans, off Broadway, on Hillary and Maple, on that bar corner. You got Bruno's, the old Bruno's, Veracruz, I believe, right there, and T.J. Quills, which is now the Raven. The guy who built the Raven owned the restaurant Caddy Corner from the Raven, where Vera Cruz is. What was the name of that restaurant? And I mentioned it the other day, so somebody should know that part. But here's the hard question. They had maybe the best pizza in New Orleans at this restaurant, Caddy Corner from T.J. Quills, the old T.J. Quills, now the Raven Bar on Maple and Hillary. What was the name of that pizza that this gentleman served? And what was the name of his restaurant, Caddy Corner from the Raven? Maybe the best pizza in New Orleans back in the 60s and 70s. 260-0690 is the phone number. The winner to that question, the guy who has the answer, girl who has the answer to that question, will get $25 of Drago's funny money. Tony joins us via the cellular device on the Mighty 690. What's happening,
right,
Tony?
All right, Corey. Yeah, even if you are a De La Salle boy.
A little slow. Hang with me, though, Tony.
That's all right. I went to school down in the lower Ninth Ward, right on the other side of the Industrial Canal.
Hey, Holy Cross boy?
That's it.
Boy, Tony, I'll tell you what. I'm not a jealous person or envious, but I wish De La Salle was building the campus that you guys are building on Paris Avenue. My God, that looks like a junior college campus.
Yep, I think a lot of people are jealous.
Not jealous, but I'm glad for Holy Cross.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
glad
am,
for the
I
Paris, that Mirabeau neighborhood. It is an incredible campus. I mean, the main building, you walk through the doors, you're in this like quadrangle with the fountain. I mean, it's like a college campus. It's incredible.
Yep, and that will be... That is the cornerstone for that entire neighborhood over the next number of years.
You're right, Tony. If you know that Lake Terrace Shopping Center's been bought down the street. They're gutting that. Hopefully they'll redo that a little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of potential for that Paris Avenue, Robert E. Lee area. I know it well out there, and I'm happy for what Holy Cross is doing on that huge Cabrini / former Redemptress footprint, big old footprint.
Oh, yeah, I think this is what, the first... really major high school that's being built, what, in the past almost, you know, 30, 40 years.
Plus, it's a private high school. What are you talking about, $25 million in construction?
Yep.
Unreal.
All right, I got two things. I got a fantasy, and I got a big gripe. Did you know that there is an ordinance / law on the books in Orleans Parish that if these new garbage cans, if your lid is open, you can receive a $75 citation for not having the lid closed?
No, I did not know that.
As a matter of fact, I've got a friend who got a ticket. He lives up around Camp Street and Jackson Avenue, and his neighbor. They both got a citation for $75 for their garbage can lid not being closed. Next time you get Arnie Filko on or something like that, ask them, what in the world is that?
Well, I got one maybe that's not better. Yours is better, but if I would have said mine first, you could have said, hey, I can top that one. I got one that's pretty good. Why don't you call your trash collector and tell them your container got stolen? Can you bring me a new one? You know what they're going to tell you?
You have to buy it?
Nope. Better than that. I'd rather buy it. It'd be less trouble. You ready?
Uh-oh.
You got to file a police report for us to bring you a new one. Okay, I ain't calling the police to file a police report, but all those bags of garbage by where my container used to be, they're going to be piling up pretty quick. I mean, that's just, come on. You want to know why they got to do that? Because losers steal the containers, Tony. Not losers steal them and, well, you got to file a police report, like the owner of the container, hey, man, this will be good to carry firewood in. And they bring it in their garage, and then they call the, hey, could you bring another one? And after these companies delivered a second one to so many people, they're like, Jesus, man, half of this probably ain't even theft.
Yeah.
Or not indirect theft.
Now, this is my fantasy. It would be nice to see New Orleans get a mayor like Arnie Filko or Tom Foreman or even, you know, number three, you know, Rob Cooing.
How about Kip Holden in Baton Rouge? Anyone forward, progressive? How about someone that...
The local people that are already here.
Yeah, anyone that has a sense of urgency and cares, Tony, that would be nice. A sense of urgency and someone who cares.
That would be my you know, right now my ultimate, you know, fantasy, because I think, you know, you would definitely see things getting done.
Now, Tony, just a little word of advice. Fantasy Friday with me. killer. You can say, man, it's my ultimate fantasy. Your wife whispers in your ear tonight, baby, what's your ultimate fantasy? And you talk about Fielco and, the mayor. You're in trouble, dude.
Right, that are picking the right six numbers to the Powerball tomorrow night.
Yep. Tony, thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Tony.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you're right. You too, Tony. Have a good weekend, man, and great New Orleans. Always easy to have a good weekend here. 260-0690 is the phone number on this sort of rainy-ish, cloudy, overcast, cool, colder tonight afternoon in New Orleans. We're coming back to your phone calls. Adele and Tom are up next on the mighty 690. Stick around, New Orleans. It's the stretch run. You know, it really is a catch-22 tearing down old buildings in New Orleans. You need an expert, someone that knows them a little bit. You know, like last hour I had Jim Pate on from Habitat for Humanity. He's a guy that can go in and tell you, man, this house is gone. It's not cost-effective enough. If it was some historically significant 150-year-old house, maybe we'd try to save it because there's so few of them. But we're talking about a shotgun or a double. There are hundreds of them. We're salvaging hundreds of them. And this one just isn't cost-effective to save. Let's tear it down. Hey, this one is cost-effective to save. Let's move it. I think a guy like Jim Pate would be fair and objective. And I worry about some city folks when... Look, I'm not saying he's right or wrong. When Nagin and Blakely say, let's tear down these houses, they're right. These eyesores need to go. But when Stacey and the council vote to stop the demolition, because Stacey Head's like, I went to some of these addresses, physically saw the structures, and this is Stacey Head. I've redone some of these houses that are in worse shape than these. So why are we tearing these down? You need someone fair and objective. I want all the crap, all the eyesores, the stuff that can't be redone, torn down. But I'm telling you, New Orleans... And don't think otherwise because you live in some brick house in Metairie and don't know any better. You forgot your roots in New Orleans. That whole charity hospital VA footprint from Claiborne almost to Broad with canal and two-lane border in it. This is a huge, like, 70-acre swath of land almost. All of those houses, I'd say 90% of them are salvageable. Cut them in half, slap them on an 18-wheeler flatbed and beeline them over to the Ninth Ward and put them on new pilings, new slabs, put a new roof on them, new paint, AC heating, electrical, plumbing, boom, you're ready to go. You save a house, you save some historical architecture, you get a little history, some preservation, and you got a brick you-know-what house, a better than some lame house, something that lasts forever, Hart Pine, Cypress Construction. It is a catch-22 on what houses are salvageable, which one of them need to be demolished. And the, you know, threat to, quote, health, safety, welfare, those are all broad terms where the definition of what you think is health, safety, and welfare might be a lot different from what I think. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines on New Orleans Real Talk. AM 690, WIST, Corey Johnson with you, till 5 o'clock. Adele joins us on the Mighty 690. What's happening, Adele?
Hey, Corey, how are you?
Good.
I enjoy your show. You're very colorful.
Adele, I'm like a rapper, you know? It doesn't have to rhyme as long as the inflection and the Mighty 690, they don't rhyme. But it sounds like they rhyme, huh?
Yep.
I'm dangerous. I'm like a rap artist.
Yeah, cool. All right, I have a guess about the pizza. I used to go to this place in the early 80s, and they had the best pizza because it was kind of like upside-down pizza, where the sauce and the cheese were first, and then the crust was on top.
Wow.
So are you talking about Hillary's Pizza?
No, I'm not. Was that Hillary's Bar?
Yeah.
I used to go to Hillary's when I was a kid.
Okay,
the
so
Boot, Hillary's, and TJ's. No,
yeah.
It's not that. The Hillary's, if I'm not mistaken, was in between the old Bruno's and the old Maple Gardens, right?
Right, right.
It became like an Andrew Yeager's for a little while. Now it's like a spa or a tanning salon or something.
Right.
I'm talking where Vera Cruz is. Catty corner from what is now the Raven and was TJ Quill's.
Okay. No, don't know that.
Okay. You grew up in that area, Adele?
No, but I went to Franklin.
Okay, yeah, Ben Franklin when it was over by the Burger King, by Riverbend.
That's right.
Yep, when I was at De La Salle, we used to sneak off campus for lunch, and we'd go eat at that Burger King because all the Franklin girls would be in there smoking their cigarettes, and we're like, man, these chicks are hot.
That's right. brains and hot.
Yeah, exactly. Smart. And a little more grown up, you know?
Yep.
I don't know what
yep.
it was. Those Franklin girls were, I don't mean grown up in the bad way you guys are thinking. I meant like mature and educated and sort of more sure of themselves, more adult-like at 16 than the average 16-year-old.
Yeah, I have to agree.
It must have been independent, liberal, wide-open parents. I don't know.
Maybe. All right, Corey. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're right, Adele.
Talk to you later.
She's right. Franklin was a bunch of smarties, man. There weren't a lot of dumb. There might have been stupid people, no common sense, idiots, but as far as SAT, ACT, Franklin, man, that's as good a school as you're going to find in New. I mean, Newman, Jesuit, Franklin, they're kind of frickin' frack, man. That's some good edumacation there, says Popeye. 260-0690 is the phone number. You want to eat some good food tonight? Tomorrow for lunch, dinner? They're open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner, and boy, is it good. Lebanon's Cafe. Have you had Lebanese food? Don't be scared. I'm telling you, I love to eat. And if I'm telling you about it, you know I'm telling you from the heart. You know it's the truth. You know I'm not sugarcoating it, exaggerating, embellishing. Lebanon's is good. I mean, really good. The tabbouleh salad, fresh, lemony, outstanding. The football kibbeh, that's what I call them, those little fried kibbehs. My grandmother, 100% Lebanese, she called them football kibbehs. They look like a little brown football. The football kibbeh at Lebanon's is outstanding. The lamb kebab, lamb chunks. They got the lamb chops. They got the rack of lamb. Hummus, baba ganoush. Trust me, New Orleans. Super fresh. Great prices. And you'll bring some home in a to-go box because the portions are huge. Lebanon's Cafe on the Carrollton streetcar line, right by the streetcar bus barn on Carrollton. Carrollton Avenue and Jeanette, to be exact. 1500 Carrollton, in between Claiborne and the Riverbend. Lebanon's Cafe. Yummy. Tom joins us on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. Hey, Tom.
Phillips.
Hey, Tom, you know that my rap album, you know the record company that did the album?
Yep.
It's called Cash Strapped Records. Russ runs the whole shooting match over at Cash Strapped and thought I was pretty talented. That's how I got the rap album. But anyway, Tom, that isn't why you called. I know that.
Phillips.
Oh, my bad. Philip. Oh, you're Tom saying Phillips. You're confusing me, Philip or Tom or...
Phillips Restaurant.
Incorrect, but they do have a good pizza down there. Good fried chicken at Phillips. Do they still have the fried chicken?
I don't think they're even open anymore.
No, they're open. They just put a new roof on the front of their building. They're open.
Oh, I have to go over there tonight then.
Phillips is a little bit down the street.
All right.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. Good try, brother. Phillips Bar is still open on Maple. I guess that's about 3-4 blocks off Broadway. You go a few more blocks down, Maple and Hillary. It's a bar corner. You got the old Bruno's, the new Bruno's, the Raven, which used to be T.J. Quill's in Veracruz. Now, across the street at Veracruz, from the Raven, Caddy Corner, what was that restaurant called in the 60s and 70s when the Raven owner owned that restaurant? And he served maybe the best slice of pizza in town, the best pie in town with that thin crust. It had a nickname, that pizza. Give me that nickname. Give me the name of that restaurant on Maple and Hillary from the 60s and 70s, and I'll give you a $25 Drago's gift certificate, get you jump-started on some of those char-broiled oysters, maybe, just maybe, the best one bite of food in New Orleans. Drago's in Fat City, Drago's at the Riverside Hilton. Philip joins us on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. Philip!
Hey, Corey, you've been calling my name. I thought you were talking to me for a minute there.
Philip!
Yes.
Do you know what that's from? Philip! You remember me, Philip! Do you remember Eddie Murphy and, was it Judge Reinhold and the other guy? It was it 48 Hours? No, not 48 Hours, Nick Nolte. What was the Beverly Hills Cop?
His movies.
You remember Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes, I do.
They go into a strip joint with Taggart and the other guy, and Eddie Murphy sees two scumbags that are trying to hold up the place. One of them's got a shotgun under his coat. And as he approaches him, he acts drunk. Philip! Philip! Is that you, Philip? So anyway,
okay,
that's where I'm going with that, Philip.
All right.
Straighten the crapper.
I wanted to talk about that, you know, Stacy Head complaining about having renovated homes like the ones off Canal Street where they're proposing to put the new charity hospital.
Doing what, Philip?
You said earlier that Stacy Head was opposed to tearing down the homes to make way for...
No, I didn't at all. I said Stacy Head was opposed, and the council voted to stop demolition that Nagin and Blakely wanted on some houses. I'll give you this: 2nd Street, 2nd Street, 3rd, 4th, South Genoa, Thalia, because she saw them and said, I've renovated houses in worse shape than these.
Misunderstood you.
No, and then I was saying, just a Fantasy Friday topic on a side note, boy, it'd be nice to take the houses in that VA hospital charity footprint and move them instead of destroying them. Put them in the ninth ward.
What you could do is make them available for free. Anybody wants to come and haul them off, they can have them. I don't think you'll get many takers, but that would be a solution.
If the city of New Orleans says, if you can haul it off, you can have it, I'd go haul a bunch of those houses away, buy some lots in the ninth ward, slap them down, and make a you-know-what pile of money.
Well, I hope you have a lot of money, because when you finish, you're going to have a lot less.
Really?
Yeah, I've renovated 4 houses, and it cost me a fortune, and I'm cured.
Well, I know, but I mean, maybe you don't know what you're doing, you know?
Possibly. I always do them so that it's nice enough for me to live.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. My brother redid one. You want to make it where it's nice, but I mean, my brother went and did one. He's like, redid the plumbing, redid the electrical. I'm like, Bjorn, it didn't need new plumbing and new electrical. You know, you just put 10 grand into something you didn't need to do. And then at the end, he's making 3 grand. He's like, man, this wasn't worth the effort. You make 13 grand if you wouldn't have done electrical and plumbing. I mean, don't screw over people, but sometimes people, you know, I want all brand new too, but, you know, sometimes you got to balance out, you know, money, and is it really necessary?
Well,
but anyway, you made them probably 2 first class, Philip.
I'm been cured.
Yep. Oh, I know. You're right, dude. It's a hassle.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy your program, Corey. Keep it up.
Yeah, you're right, Philip. Thanks, brother. Philip! If it was so easy, everybody would buy and flip houses. You're so right, Philip. You get one where you get burned, don't make enough money, lose money. You're like, man, the hell with this. This was a hassle. Sal joins us on New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690 WIST. Sal.
Yes.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, Sal. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I just happened to have the radio on, and you had a trivia question. I thought I knew the answer. I don't know if it's right, and I don't know the name of the slice of pizza you're talking about.
Well, Sal, you're starting off things wrong. You're not supposed to just happen to land on the radio. You're supposed to focus every day when you wake up. You should wake up, and the first thing you should say is, AM 690.
Well, I don't really care for that man cow too much. I'm still waiting for the other guy to come back, but I guess he won't.
How about Boring Borts at 9?
No, I'm flipping the radio around at 9 normally, but when the big man comes on around noon or so, I'm flipping it back on y'all.
How about Eric at noon you got, and how about Savage coming up in a few minutes?
I have him locked in, and then I keep it on till 5 o'clock when you get off.
Yeah, you right, Sal.
Yes, sir.
What you got for me, man?
Is it Ciro's?
Boy, Ciro's had good pizza and good spaghetti and meatballs,
That's
didn't
they? That's down the block. Huh?
That's down the block a little way. Same, it's on the TJ / Raven side of the street, but opposite direction of Phillips, like towards Carrollton.
Are they still around?
I don't think Ciro's is still around. I think it's either a Lebanese joint or maybe a deli or something. But
well, they had some great pizza. Like
no, they did.
Like the old type of Italian, like the upstate New York pizza, you know?
No, you're right. Can you believe that? I mean, you have Phillips. You had the place I'm talking about. You had Ciro's. You have over on Cone, about 6 blocks towards Claiborne. You got a Roman pizza. Had a lot of pizza joints in that 6-7 block area. 4 of them. And not a Domino's or Papa John's. I mean, the real stuff.
Yes, sir. Good. My parents and I went on one of those bus trips with you and Archie Manning about 12 years ago when y'all used to go to the casino over in Mississippi. And my mother won the autographed Saints football. It was the thrill of her life.
Nice, man.
So I remember you from back then, but I didn't realize who your father was back then.
Yep. You know who my mom is?
No, I don't think so.
She's my mom, Sal.
There you go.
There you go, right. You sick individual.
All right,
Sal,
man.
That was good. Ceros, man. You're bringing back good memories of that. As my grandmother would say, the university section of New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right, Sal.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
You too, brother.
Thanks.
I'll never forget hosting the Archie Manning show, you know, before Saints games up outside by the Dome. And this guy comes up, man, he's got Archie signing this football and all these greats. Like, Corey, sign the football. It's like, dude, we're going to diminish the value of that bad boy, you know? You know what's funny? Matthew Broderick's on, like, Letterman or Leno, and he's got a Mickey Mantle card. And Mantle's a guest on the show. And Letterman's like, hey, I'll get Mickey Mantle to sign it for you. And Matthew Broderick's like, are you kidding me? This is an original. You're going to get him to sign it and devalue the card. And it's true. Mickey Mantle signing his own card 20, 30 years later devalues the value of that card. Only if he signed it way back when would it have the value. That's crazy, huh? Sorry, dude. We needed a 36-year-old Mickey signing it, not a 76-year-old. Devalue the card. From the owner signing it? Wow. We're coming right back to you, E in Mid-City. Stick around.
This is Ralph Brennan from Baco, Redfish Grill, and Ralph's in the Park.
You can expect things to be a little different. The Talk of New Orleans with Corey Johnson on New Orleans Real Talk.
E wants a Mid-City hospital. He's about to get the charity and the new VA. E, if you fought in a war, you could go to either one. Make your pick.
Darn it, that would be convenient.
How you doing, E?
I'm doing all right, Corey. Where you at, babe?
Where you at, bruh?
Yeah, you know, we doing it.
Yeah.
So look, I got a little follow-up fantasy from you here, and this is actually one of your fantasies. Now, before you went out on the campaign, you brought up a brother out in the East who did serve in, I believe it was World War II, and is a veteran, and we talked about getting this man's house back together out in the nine. Rather than bringing one out there, let's take care of one that's already there.
Yeah, you're right on the money. And
what happened?
It's a great call, because not 48 hours ago, Eric and I were talking about how this week we're going back out there. You know, the election, the new year, all that kind of bogged this down. I've got the list of all the contractors, about 20 guys that are going to contribute. Air conditioning, sheetrock, windows, I got all the names. We'll get that ball rolling. I would guess within the next week or two, you're going to be hearing a lot about it. Hope to get this thing done by the summertime.
Well, my name's on that list, so holla at me, Corey.
What you going to give us, E?
I do fine woodwork finishes. That's the carpentry angle, I guess, that I can do. But
good, brother.
I can even do crappy wood. It don't matter.
Hey, once we're done, I'm sure we're gonna have to get all the, you know, put the crown molding in, trim
exactly.
Around doors and stuff.
You got
but you tweak it out in some nice old cypress.
You got it, Corey.
Yeah, you're right, E.
All right, well, get on it then.
Brother. We haven't forgotten. I promise you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
A lot of stuff on the plate over here at New Orleans Real Talk AM 690 WIST. Trust me, I haven't forgotten about it. And I got my priorities right, too. You know, I was going to have a big campaign debt fundraiser. And we probably will one day for my campaign debt. Which is a lot bigger than you'd ever imagine. Five figures in the hole. All personal debt to me. I don't know. I don't make a lot of money. Never made over 100K in my life. And I've got 10 grand plus, more than that. A lot more than 10 grand in debt from this election. But I'm going to just keep paying the little interest payment every quarter on that, take my hit, and make sure this Ninth Ward house gets rebuilt first, keep our priorities right. Hey, in about 2 months, we're going to move in our new French Quarter digs. I'm fired up about that, the newest state-of-the-art radio studio, maybe in the country. Does it get any better than that in New Orleans? We're going to be broadcasting from French Marketplace from Decatur, right in the middle of the quarter, right on the river. Sweet. And our North Shore and South Shore towers are going up. I don't know of any other radio station in New Orleans that has two sets of towers, one on the North Shore, one on the South Shore, under construction as we speak. Our signal is going to just blow through Baton Rouge and Lafayette, blow through Gulfport, Biloxi, and Mobile, Alabama, into Destin, Florida. We're already doing it now. There won't be any crackling or any of that stuff in between buildings. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be a powerhouse. It truly is going to go back to its roots. It's calling the mighty 690, and I'm fired up about it. Hey, it is New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690, WIST. That Drago's is still out there. TJ Quill's Bar in the University section of New Orleans, as my granny used to say, on Maple and Hillary. TJ Quill's is now the Raven again. That's what it was when it first started in the 60s and 70s. Well, the guy who owned the Raven and built the building, he also owned the restaurant, which is now Vera Cruz. He owned the restaurant Caddy Corner from the Raven. What was the name of that restaurant back in the 60s and 70s? And what was the name of that killer pizza they served, that super thin crust pizza that was absolutely outstanding, and some folks said the best pizza in New Orleans? Give me the answer to that, and I'll give you a $25 Drago's gift certificate. Hey, phone number's 260-0690. The city council stops demolition plans that Mayor Ray Nagin and Dr. Blakely had set. It's one of those rare times I'm cutting Nagin and Blakely slack. I can't just go, they were wrong, the council's right. Nagin and Blakely have some ambitious plans to tear down housing in New Orleans all of a sudden, and they're right. They should have had this ambitious plan 18 months ago, 20 months ago. But it is a vicious catch-22, New Orleans, because once you tear down a structure, it's gone for good. And there are some pseudo-historically significant, at the very least, I mean, they're from the 20s and 30s, they're New Orleans-style architecture, shotguns, doubles, Victorians, that type of stuff. And they're better than what you're going to build today. And they're built primarily with the old heart pine from the center of those big old pine trees and old cypress. It's almost indestructible wood. You can practically throw it in saltwater lake and pull it out 100 years later and it's fine. Impervious practically to termites. They'll go after a much easier to eat wood than that heart pine or that cypress with the sand in it, the silica. Don't want to mess with that stuff. Some of these houses can easily be saved, and some are beyond really saving in a cost-effective manner. But I promise you, even after Katrina, in that ratty neighborhood that along Tulane Avenue, Banks, Canal Street, from Claiborne towards Broad, where the VA and the charity are going to be built, most of those houses are salvageable. And because they are unique, you know, 70, 80, 90-year-old New Orleans-style architecture, why crunch them all and just say goodbye to them? Why not move them to the Ninth Ward? Move them, fill in gaps in Uptown and Central City and the Irish Channel and the Lower Garden District. You're saving these houses. You're recycling. A little history, a little culture. Something better than what you'd build new. And in a cost-effective way, cheaper than building new. It's a no-brainer. Move the houses that are solid and can be moved from the Charity VA footprint to the Ninth Ward. But like that, hey, which one can we move? Which one's not moving? Demolition is the same way. Which ones are worth demolishing? Which ones aren't? It's a fine line. You need a guy like our last hour guest, Jim Pate, the executive director for Habitat for Humanity. He'd be a good objective source to go in and say, tear this one down. Hey, we can save this one. Let's move it. Let's save it. Nagin and Blakely, I'm not faulting them. We need to tear houses down. But I'm not faulting the council either for stopping these demolitions until we get fair, objective experts that don't do a slack job, that do a thorough job. Keep the good stuff. Tear down the crap. It's simple. Let's hit the phone lines at 260-0690. Tim joins us on the Mighty 690. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing, Gordon?
Good, brother.
What about Napoli?
What about Napoli?
Isn't that the name of the restaurant you're thinking about?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember Napoli.
Yeah, it was a little Italian place in the university.
That's a good name. Good try, Tim, but incorrect.
Okay, be good.
You too, man. Have a good weekend, Tim. Thank you very much, brother. Hey, New Orleans, don't forget the best 2 hours of sports talk comes your way tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Yours truly and the pro, Eric Asher, from 11 to 1. We're talking sports, and boy, we're going to talk Hornets. They're playing tonight at the arena against the Nets. We're going to talk Saints, NFL free agency, Dan Morgan, old Carolina Panther linebacker, the latest acquisition. Boy, you got him. You got Vilma. That's two middle linebackers brought in, strengthening that middle, strengthening that gut, that vulnerable spot. We'll talk sports tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Have a great weekend, New Orleans.
You're tuned to the all-new AM 690 WIST, the rage in local radio, New Orleans Real Talk.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. A second straight month of job losses. 60.